Lutheran Talk.
In Lutheranism, I come as a guilty sinner in need of hearing the forgiving words of Christ every single time I gather. Every single time.
Lutheran Music. The new Lutheran Public Radio app. Download for iPhone, Android, Windows Phone, and Kindle at issuesztc.org. Stanza 2 of the hymn, Lord Jesus Christ with us abide. It talks there about your holy word and sacrament. Now, there's a tendency for phrases like that when they become theological terms of art, word and sacrament, to just become buzzwords. They're just sounds that really no longer signify anything, or they are shibboleths that allow entrance into one theological camp or another. But this is hardly the depth of what Christ gives through his holy word and sacraments. This is the very life, the beating heart of the church. This is the very way to find the church, and this is where Christ is found for sinners. But we have a problem. We have a serious problem. It's one of space and time, as our guest for the next half hour points out as he joins us to talk about the means of grace, the holy word and sacraments. Pastor Hal Sinkbeil is Executive Director for Spiritual Care for Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. And he's author of a chapter in the new book, Where Christ is Present. His chapter is titled, The Means of Grace, the Word, and Sacraments. Pastor Sinkbeil, welcome back to Issues, Etc.
Good to talk with you, Todd.
When you say we have a space and time problem, what do you mean by that?
Well, of course, every Christian believes that the work of Jesus is what saves us. The question is, how do we get in touch with that? And, of course, that all happened a long, long time ago in a place far removed from us. So the question is, how do we link up with Jesus and his cross? And I think too many Christians have the idea that you either retreat into your own heart to sort of somehow find him there, or maybe make some mental or emotional leap of meditation to try to get back into time and space and somehow connect with what happened there that Good Friday. The question is, where do we find Jesus and how do we get in touch with him? And of course, the contention of the Scriptures and our Lutheran confessions is that Jesus comes to us and he connects with us by means of that word which is preached and the sacraments which we receive.
This isn't just, I think I've kind of come to a realization on this in the last couple of years, this isn't just a doctrine or a complex of doctrines in Lutheran theology. It's really a Lutheran way of thinking. It is, in some ways, kind of the hallmark of genuinely Lutheran theology. What do you think?
Well, of course, and that's the whole point is that in the person of Jesus, you have a combination of God and man. And that's the great mystery, the central mystery. And interestingly enough, that word mystery in the Bible translates in via the Latin language as sacramentum into what we mean by sacrament, namely the connection between that which can be seen and touched and handled and that which cannot be seen. So as it's true in the central mystery of salvation, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, that all the fullness of God dwells in bodily form within the human nature of Jesus. So also then, for us individual Christians now in the 21st century, we can come into actual contact with the same Jesus who was born of Mary and crucified at the cross and risen again on Easter Day and now ascended into glory. That same Jesus, we can connect and link up with him through the words which we hear and through the sacrament which we receive. And that really is a profound mystery of sacrament.
So this isn't simply to talk about grace as something separated from Christ himself. Could we just as well say, Pastor Sinkbeil, that the word and the sacraments are the means of Christ?
Exactly. That's the way by which Christ comes to us. Likewise, they are the means by which the Holy Spirit creates faith and sustains faith. So that's very much the power of God through His Spirit coming to us through these sacraments, which, of course, the essential power of the sacraments is the Word, which is connected with the elements.
So explain that, if you would, to talk about how these are the power of God unto salvation, the Word and sacraments.
Well, the Bible says that no one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. And, of course, the Holy Spirit has chosen not to come apart from means, but to come through means, through the Word which is preached. That Word, says St. Paul to the Romans, is near you. It's in your mouth and in your heart, so that you can believe it. The words of Christ come to us audibly, and with those words comes the very power of salvation, which is given to us by means of His Spirit. So I guess it's really that's where the time space thing comes in again, namely that when we could not go to God, He has come to us, and He continues to search us out and to connect with us through our human senses. And this is the great wonder of our salvation. I think you're right, this is the central mystery of our confession as Lutherans. And by the way, it's too good to be kept to ourselves. This is the contention of the book, of course, is that we want all Christians to be aware of this, and especially those in our contemporary age who do not know Christ, to find Him where He's promised to be found. And so this book is very much not just an apologetic, but really a proclamation.
That power of the Word you were talking about, this requires that we think differently about God's Word than we do about our own words, what God says and how He says it and what it does, as opposed to those things in our cases. Talk about that a bit, if you
will. Yeah, exactly. We're kind of deluged with words in our digital age. It's pretty hard to escape them. Constant chatter everywhere. And too much of it is drivel, quite frankly. But all of our human language, no matter what its nature, is really descriptive. I mean, I can talk about things. I'm talking to you now about my thoughts or feelings. I can describe things. I'm sitting here looking at a beautiful Wisconsin day. But I cannot create things, and that's what the difference is between God's Word and man's Word. You look at the first chapter of Genesis, and you see when God speaks, something happens. He said, "Let there be light," and there was light. Whereas I can say things, and nothing happens. Just ask what happened when I told my children to go to bed when they were little, for example. They didn't seem to have any effect. But God's Word affects what it says. It's performative speech, you could say. It does what it says.
So you say in your chapter of the book, Where Christ is Present, if we want to understand the power and efficacy of the Word and sacraments, we need to remember that the operative power in the sacraments is not in their external elements, that is water, bread, and wine, but in the Word of God, which He joins to that element. That is, that's often, Pastor Sinkvile, the place where people get tripped up on a Lutheran view of Word and sacraments. What would you say to those who say, look, this is, we're trying to join spiritual things with temporal and earthly things?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense intellectually speaking. In fact, all the way back to the ancient Greeks, there's always been a problem between the spiritual and the material, and bridging that gap. And I think we've kind of inherited that separation, that kind of a Gnostic idea that there's the here and now, and then there's the things eternal and spiritual. But that's, of course, the great wonder that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto Himself, that in the fullness of time, God sent forth His Son to be made of a woman born under the law, to come here among us, to make that journey from eternity to time and from heaven to earth. And so in Jesus, that's the Christological connection you were talking about. He has joined together things material and things spiritual. things eternal and things of this world and this time. So, the Word of God is that link and connection between this world and that which we cannot see. As you were saying, the power, the operative power of the sacraments is not in their external ritual or in their external elements, but the Word of God which is joined to that. Because Jesus says, for example, this bread is my body, this cup, this cup of wine is my blood. And when he institutes holy baptism, he says, go therefore, make disciples of all nations, washing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. So by these words, he joins earthly elements and his divine word, so they become an efficacious watered word in the case of baptism, or you could say edible word in the case of the sacrament of the altar.
Pastor Harold Sinkbeil is our guest. He's Executive Director for Spiritual Care for Doxology at the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. When we come back, we'll have another 10 minutes with him on this Wednesday afternoon, August the 5th. We're talking about the means of grace, God's Word and sacraments. Stay tuned. Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Our Savior Lutheran, Westminster, Massachusetts. Redeemer Lutheran, Fairhope, Alabama. St. Matthew Lutheran, Stony Plain, Alberta, Canada. Holy Cross Lutheran, Moline, Illinois. St. Paul Lutheran, Munster, Indiana. St. John Lutheran, Racine, Wisconsin. Calvary Lutheran, Baltimore, Maryland. Reformation Lutheran, Afton, Missouri. Emmanuel Lutheran, Lima, Ohio. Risen Lord Lutheran, Taylorsville, Kentucky. Prince of Peace Lutheran, Crystal Lake, Illinois. And Trinity Lutheran, Elmore, Ohio. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget. Just go to issuesetc.org, click support, and print the one-page flyer. When your congregation becomes a congregational sponsor, we'll publicize your church on the radio, at our website, and in the Issues Etc. journal, the Issues Etc. 300.
One Lord, one faith, one baptism. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Have you been too busy to get your associate's, bachelor's, or master's degree? Concordia University, Wisconsin offers 50 online educational options. Find out more at issuesetc.org. Click the Concordia University online logo and enter the program code ISSUES to waive your application fee. Concordia University, Wisconsin is here to strengthen and support the church. Lifelong Lutheran Learning. issuesetc.org and click Concordia University, Wisconsin online.
Did you know that Luther Academy has been providing continuing education for confessional Lutheran pastors and laypeople worldwide for more than 20 years? Luther Academy publishes Logia, the Confessional Lutheran Dogmatics series, and Luther Digest. Find out more about Luther Academy and sign up to receive their free email newsletter at lutheracademy.com. lutheracademy.com and like them on Facebook. Facebook.com/Luther Academy.
The third stanza of the hymn, "Oh, How Great Is Your Compassion." We're talking about the means of grace, God's Word and sacraments, with Pastor Hal Sinkbeil, Executive Director for Spiritual Care for Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Pastor Sinkbeil, tell us a little bit about this conference that's coming up next week on the campus of St. Louis University. You're calling it Finding Our Voice.
Right. Yes, I certainly would like to. This conference is for everyone, not just pastors, but laity and other church workers as well. And the title, Finding Our Voice, is really geared for the specific purpose of helping us articulate what we believe on the basis of our Christian faith regarding the body, regarding sexuality, and marriage. Too often, I think Christians these days especially are kind of shamed into silence, and they find themselves kind of mumbling and stumbling all over themselves. So this conference, we've pulled together a number of speakers, some of the best in the country, even internationally. We have John Kleinig coming from Australia to help us to find our voice so that we can talk confidently and positively and joyfully about what we believe, of what we're for, in other words, not just what we're against, so that we can articulate the biblical vision for sex and marriage.
Folks, you can join us as we broadcast from the Finding Our Voice Conference August the 12th and the 13th at St. Louis University. You can find out more at our website. We've got a link right there, issuesetc.org. Click Listen on Demand. Pastor Sinkbile, let's talk a little bit about paradox, because as you rightly note, to the uninitiated, much of this is going to be difficult to pin down. So how would you lead us kind of by way of embracing the paradoxes embedded in here for a better understanding of God's means of grace?
Well, of course, it's hard for us to get our small human brain wrapped around the divine word. God is much bigger than we are. But if you look carefully at the scriptures, you see how Jesus teaches that things that are not wouldn't come normally to our human intellect. So, for example, he says, if you seek to save your life, you lose it. But if you lose your life for my sake, you'll find it and keep it to eternal life. So these opposites, these paradoxes, are very much a part of our faith. And likewise, then, when it comes to how we approach God or how we connect with God, the fact is he has devised ways beyond our imagination by which he comes to us. As we said before the break, when it was impossible for us to believe, the Holy Spirit creates and sustains faith. The Holy Spirit calls us to faith by means of that word of his. He wraps up all of the fullness of the divine Godhead within the tiny embryo within Mary's womb. Jesus is true God as well as true man. That you can't explain with human intellect. That's a paradox. Likewise, mere water, it would appear, cannot possibly forgive sins or create faith, or demolish the kingdom of Satan. But water joined with the powerful word of God is indeed a water that is rich in grace. It's life bestowing, and so holy baptism is this gracious water of life and regeneration of the Holy Spirit. Mere bread and wine would appear to be just external elements. But joined with the word of Jesus, who says, "This is my body, this is my blood," they become to us a vehicle of God's grace and mercy and forgiveness, and not just forgiveness, but also life and salvation, because wherever you have forgiveness, you also have life and salvation. Because Jesus says, he gives us in that eating and drinking the very body and blood which he once gave upon the cross. This is a sign and a seal that our sins are paid for. It's a down payment on the gifts of heaven. Through this external meal, it brings to us the very presence of Jesus so that he dwells in us and we dwell in him. It is indeed a food for benefit, not just for the soul, but also for the body. This is a great mystery. It's a paradox, if you will, but it's what God has given us.
With only about 30 seconds, Pastor Sinkbile, someone listening to us says, if it is as great as you say, this sounds like this is the best thing ever. This is something I should desire constantly. What are your thoughts with about 30 seconds?
Absolutely. Jesus says, as often as you eat this cup, you show forth the... as often as you eat this, you do this in my remembrance. And so he intends it to be a frequent reception. He doesn't dictate how often, but I think it's definitely if he promises to be with us, we would want to receive the sacrament as often as it is given to us. And so I think I find everywhere a great interest in this, and our prayer and intention through this book is that Christians everywhere would be awakened to their deep hunger and need for the sacrament, and that particularly we Lutherans would be emboldened to offer what Jesus promises to give to us for our benefit and for our salvation.
Pastor Harold Sinkbeil is Executive Director of Spiritual Care for Doxology, the Lutheran Center for Spiritual Care and Counsel. Hal, looking forward to seeing you at next week's Finding Our Voice conference.
Sounds great to me. Look forward to it, Todd.
You find a link to this book, Where Christ is Present. His chapter is titled The Means of Grace, the Word, and Sacraments. Tomorrow on Issues Etc., it's Christ in the Old Testament. Pastor Brian Ketchelmeyer will be our guest. It's been a while since we've talked with him. We'll also talk with Pastor Ted Giese about the Marvel movies and the Apostles' Creed. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Issues Etc., P.O. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 83, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.
Postmodernity is, well, vehemently anti-institutional.
Pastor Chris Roseborough, host of Fighting for the Faith, speaking at this year's Issues Etc. Making the Case conference.
Institutions are bad in the way of postmodern thinking, and that would include an institutional church. And so people who've bought into postmodernity, they'll talk about the church as a movement. It's a dangerous way to think about the church because a movement doesn't need office holders. A movement needs leaders, leaders that get results.
You can listen to Chris's entire presentation, Making the Case Against Vision-Casting Leaders in the Church, on a new audio DVD of the 2015 Making the Case Conference. We'll send it to you for a donation of $300 to Issues Etc. before Labor Day. For more information, look for the DVD logo at our homepage, issuesetc.org.